thank Zev for organizing this, and I'm going to share with you some ideas and some things that I've come across over the years that have been helpful for me in this area of life. One particular idea which frames what we'll discuss is the opening idea and the opening essay that Rav Shimshon Pinkus has in his Sefer Shalom Bayis. So Pinkus writes over there that there are many times in halacha where there is an overall goal, and then there are details that we focus on which are much harder to maintain, but we are able to maintain them only because we have the overarching goal. For us, for example, when it comes to Talmud Torah, we have an overarching goal to become Talmid Chachamim. The ongoing work to become a Talmid Chacham, the ongoing work to become accomplished in learning, means the actual hasmada and the requirements of iyun and concentration. So those are much more difficult to maintain on a daily basis. How do we maintain focus? How do we maintain on the daily grind? So we know that every time we sit down and learn, so we're mekayem a mitzvah. So even though it's hard to make the connection between a particular tosfos and the ultimate goal of becoming a Talmid Chacham, but because we know that when we're sitting down to learn, we're mekayem a mitzvah deiraisa, so that keeps us going in our work for the overarching goal. And you have many, many examples of that. So he says that a ben Torah should apply the same approach to his own family. There's an overarching goal that every home has the capacity to be a mikdash mat. Every home, zocha arei shechina b'neihem. So the goal is to make sure that our home is a home that is pleasant and is comfortable. But when I mean pleasant and comfortable, means pleasant and has ne'imus and is comfortable for the shechina. That's the overarching goal. The person has to realize that every single day there are moments, there are opportunities, there are avodos which may not bear the result immediately. But each moment, the way he puts it, every kind word that a husband says to his wife. So that is a maisa mitzvah which contributes to making one's home a mokeh mikdash. Every smile that one gives to one's wife, that's a maisa mitzvah. As a person should look at it. He said, gives an important marshal. He says, sometimes a husband will show great inner strength, so to speak, and maybe his waiting for his wife will throw off his schedule. He had a schedule. He was going to learn this at a certain time. He was going to have a chavrusa, be in the Beis HaMedrash, but the way things worked out, says it didn't work out the way expected. He's an hour late, either because his wife went home late, she got distracted or something, she had a different schedule, whatever it is. So he says that the husband will walk away. The husband will be a good husband. He won't criticize the wife, he won't complain. But achrei kichleis hakol, when he goes to the Beis HaMedrash, he'll say, I wasted an hour today. So he thinks he's a good guy though, but he didn't complain at all. He says, but the same person, when it comes to Minkesa La'osa, when it comes to Erev Sukkos, and he goes to the store and he spends an hour looking for an esrog, Le'ola B'yaday. So he goes the next day for another esrog, and he finally finds one after an hour and a half. He doesn't say, I lost an hour. He doesn't walk around saying, I killed an hour. Why not? Because he realizes he was spending an hour doing a mitzvah looking for an esrog. So that should be the attitude. A person shouldn't go to the Beis HaMedrash saying, I killed an hour, I lost an hour, because my wife lost. No. I used an hour, and because I was patient, and because I acted in a smart way, so I spent an hour in bringing the Shechina to my home. I spent an hour in building a Mokeh Mikdash. That's the attitude a person should have. That's I find personally that idea of Shimshon Pinkus, I find that very, very helpful. When the Rambam records the various maisa mitzvah that a person has to do in order to have a home which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have, the very end of Ishus, Perek Tes Vavalofi Yates. Everybody knows the halachas over there. But it's medayik in the lashon of Rambam. First of all, the Rambam begins by saying Vechein Tzivu Chachomim. When the Rambam delineates the various Maisa Mitzvah, Sheyei Odom Machaber Es Ishtoi Yosem Igufoi Vo'eva Kugufoi says Vechein Tzivu Chachomim. Each of these things are Mitzvahs of Chazal. That's what the Pinkus was pointing out, that every aspect is a Maisa Mitzvah. And similarly, you have another area where sometimes a person will look back and reflect and he says, oh, I wasted time. Sometimes we know that one of the sadistic differences between men and women is, and this was pointed out most clearly decades ago in a book which is still a very good book, that's the book of John Garay, the first one that he wrote, Men Are From Mars and Women From Venus. So he points out, he has the asoid which runs through the book. And one of the asoides is that women, when they want to share ideas, so they're, this is a generality, and it's a pretty good generality, it may not apply to everybody's wife, but women want to share experiences. If a woman has a problem, she wants husband to hear the problem. Men, when they have a problem, they want to solve the problem. They want to work it out. This difference, if a person understands this difference, it can be very, very helpful. In our world, this is the difference. This is what probably why women are, because Teresh Baal Peh is trying to understand things, is trying to figure things out, trying to solve problems. So that's what he noticed. So very often it can be frustrating that the woman can have a very, very bad day. All she wants, a woman can be unsuccessful in something, and she explains it to her husband. Her husband goes into the mode of our thinking. Well, there's a problem. Let's try to solve the problem. If it was unsuccessful, let's try to figure out how to make it successful. Let's see what went wrong. Let's make a tikkun. But that becomes very frustrating for a woman, because that's not what she wants to hear. That's why she wants empathy. She wants husband to say it was a terrible thing, it was a miserable thing. Maybe at a different time, a woman will want to hear constructive concepts of how to be masakin. The other way around is also very frustrating. If a husband's trying to solve something, so then it can be frustrating if one only receives empathy. But this is a yesoid that a person has to understand. And that the role of the husband when a woman is having a difficult time is the chizuk a husband can give almost always is just to listen. And sometimes trying to suggest a solution becomes a wife will hear it as a criticism. When the husband's suggesting a solution, she hears, well, why didn't you do it this way? That's a criticism. So she now had a bad day and she's coming home for a little bit of empathy, and instead she hears criticism. She hears that things are getting worse, not over yet. So the husband that's training. So it could be that after her husband listened to his wife 10 minutes, 15, 20, whatever it is, the husband may feel, that was a waste of time. We didn't get any place. That's for carrots. They have to remember the ha'ara of Rav Shimshon Pinkus. That was an hour, that was a half hour, whatever it was, time spent to keep one's wife happy, to make her happy, to give her a sense of friendship and companionship. So that wasn't the loss of time. That was a maisa mitzvah. That was time that was spent in building a mikdash, ma'at beis hamikdash. So the first thing Chazal say is Sivu Chachomim she mechabed also. Sheyei odam mechabed es ishtoi, yoyse migufoi. In our ksuva, that's what we say. We say, hey, anan oiker ve'ezim afanis isi lichi. Very often in the early years, we're not makayim ezim afanis isi lichi. So at least we should makayim oiker. We should makayim v'machavet our wives. At least that's the first one. So at least you can check off number one if you don't get to number two and number three. So how do we respect our wives? Number one, that's aleph beis. That one has to respect one's wife. That is what, when one was dating, so hopefully one married a woman that one respects. So now we can be mechabed her. So the Chazon Ish has a very important line in the famous letter of the Chazon Ish, which has been published many times. The second last Torah he makes is Lohidia biyitzia la'anu hoylech ubeshuvei ma'oise. That when a husband leaves home, he says goodbye to his wife, and he tells his wife where he's going. And when a husband gets home, the first thing he does is tell his wife he's home. It shouldn't be that a husband comes home and is already home for 20, 30 minutes, the wife doesn't even know he's home. So it's a simple eitzah. but it's an eitza which is a way of expressing kavod for one's wife, and it's an eitza which one trains oneself to give kavod. When it comes home, there's somebody else home. So when you recognize somebody else home, otherwise you come home and you immediately go to the emails, you go to even to look up a sefer, you go to take care of something. So your wife feels ignored. But she's home, she's there, she's a person. Right? You're leaving. So you don't just leave. It doesn't matter you're going to Mincha, Marav, it doesn't matter where you're going. It tells one's wife, one's leaving, when one expects, how long one expects to be. Ubishuvei ma'osa. He comes home, tell his wife what he did. Chazanish happens to be a magnificent husband. He was a legendary husband. Ukiyotze bazeh bedvarim ketanim. Ubedivi chizik l'sameach leiv. Small things, but in small things, one can express a great deal of kavod. And that's the first. That's the Rambam's first line. That's the first word of the ksuva. She oyava kegufoi. The Chazanish says, what's pshat in oyava kegufoi? A famous mashal, it's usually quoted by Shem of Aryeh Levin, but it's an important mashal to keep in mind. Yad yamin liyad smoil, ein eidera chutzaloi. That what I do for my wife is the way one part of my own body serves another part of their own body. If my wife does something which aggravates me, so I have to keep in mind it's like my leg aggravated my hand. So I don't get angry at parts of my body. I figure out how to deal with it. Same thing is when it comes to one's wife. Oyava kigufoi. The Rambam writes, Marbe b'toivosa kefima moinai. Yesh loy moinai. The person has money, so marbe b'toivosa kefima moinai. That is a good use of one's money. It's not one's not wasting money. One spends money to buy a sefer. One spends money to buy a mitzvah, to buy an esrig. So spending money to buy something for one's wife, marbe b'toivosa kefima moinai. The Rambam writes that is it's a yesh loy moinai. You have to have it, but that's what money's for. That's why a person earns money in order to be marbe b'toivosa. These are all the Mechein Tzivu Chachamim. There is a Ha'orah from the Kamenetzer Magid, the Kamenetzer Mashkiach. He says, why are flowers important in married life? Right? A person brings the flowers to life. How did it work out? How did it happen that culturally is something that was important? So again, in Yeshli Moment, the person has to be able to afford it. So the Kamenetzer Mashkiach said, because when one gives this to one's wife, so there's absolutely no tachlis to it except for that you're expressing kovod and avod for one's wife. No tachlis at all. So that expression of soul, kovod v'ava, that is a value to a woman. A woman appreciates that. The Stipler writes in his famous letter the importance of being makir tov to one's wife. B'dover gadol, b'dover katan. B'dover gadol, the Stipler writes that the person should be mitzayir b'dayat. Every so often a person should think, what would be if he wouldn't have married this woman? If he wouldn't have gotten married, he'd be lonely, he'd be kamatzara ma'achoy v'yisayiloy mizeh. And certainly the yitzir hara that a person would have. And that's without even beginning to think about that. Every so often a person should, in his own mind, be makir tov. So in Yoni Akoras Atov Ein Shir LeGodol Malasa. So similarly, a person should be Makir Tov expressly, even for Dvarim Ktanim, even though it sounds like at first to be very, very insignificant. But it helps a person not take anything for granted. Whatever a woman does helps her not to be taken for granted. The Chazanish writes, and it's a yesod that one of the things that gives simcha to one's wife is simply to be appreciated by her husband. A woman lives to be adored by her husband. So even small forms of a koras atov that take only a second and sometimes sound silly, but they have a great, great impact later on. One of the ideas which made an impact upon me also is the hakdama that John Garay writes in this book. He writes there that once he came home and his wife was not feeling well. So he came home and he walked in the door and all he heard was his wife moaning and complaining and that she's not feeling well. So his first reaction was, this is not a good place to be. I go back, and in our words, I go back to the base of Medrash. You know, I go back what I was doing. I'm going to come home, all I'm going to hear is grief for the next hour or two. So as he was turned around, so his wife said to him, John, you're a fair weather husband. Right? When things are good at home, when things are comfortable at home, all right, you're home, you enjoy, spend time together. But when I need you, when things are uncomfortable, so you're checking out. All right, that's a very important idea. And for me, I'm just sharing you things that were very important for me over time, things that I picked up on the way. The Rambam writes, Lo yatil eima yaser beveisei. Person should not be a takif, should not be overly demanding in his own home. Many, many years ago, I read an essay by Rabbi Bulka, a rabbi in Ottawa, a famous rabbi. And he had a simple aura, a davar poshut maod, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not impose aseishes man grom on a woman. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't impose it, how can a husband impose it? And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmosai ha'elyoina had a reason for not imposing it, whatever it was. We assume it's because she has a chrysin towards the home and towards the family, towards the children. So she and the teva of a woman is to become consumed by, and that's what children need. A mother is consumed with them. That's what a home needs. A mother is consumed. That home needs a person who is consumed by the welfare of the home. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chachmasei thought that a woman should be put in mazeshev and groma, so husband should take a musar haskel from that as well. Of course, one has to have a life that's masuridic, but one also has to understand that to be overly masurid, to be masurid to the greater extent that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, obviously it's not a chachma. It's important, I think, that certainly in our times, not to have rigid roles in the house, the rigid tasks. Who does what? Who does there's a shutfus. Something has to get done. There's a shutfus to take care of it. One sees that one's wife is overwhelmed, she's consumed by things. All right. So then, one steps up to the plate. That's lo yatel eima yaseira. V'hei diburi ima benachas lo yotzev. Speak always in a generous way to one's wife, in a sweet way to one's wife. Chazanish writes, very interestingly, he writes, you know, you always see a picture of the Chazanish, you always think that he was a very stark person. He writes, Ubedichos v'kalos yoser of mikoyved rosh v'cherdas akomet. He says a person will obviously have become more loved to his wife, bedichos, with light talk, with cheerful talk. Kalos, that is more endearing and more loving than koyved rosh, than the serious talk. The Rambam writes, like he ought to say, if a person, a husband should not be a sad person. Like Ragzan shouldn't be a person who is easy to get angry. I remember Rav Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb. So I once heard a talk from him on this Rambam. I thought also, just a Marim Bokim. The Rambam is writing that there's an obligation, husband, to be cheerful. Husband comes home, he should leave his aggravation outside. That's what the commute is from. Maybe that's why, maybe in New York, there are longer commutes, right? They have a short commute because they live near the base of Medrash. They walk around the block a few times. They say Mrs. Owen Meltzer was once coming home, I think it was on a Friday night, and he was walking with somebody, and he started walking around the block a few times. So they asked Mrs. Owen, what's my high? Is Shabbos Kiddush? He says, when he walked by us the first time, he saw through the window, his wife wasn't ready yet. So instead of coming in, he says he walked a couple of times so he would come home, his wife would be ready, so that she'll feel that she had the home ready for him. So lo yotzev, Tzvi Schweinberg points out, that's an obligation of the husband. The husband has to be careful, and on the way home, he lets go of all the aggravation that he had during the course of the day, the things that take place outside. Of course, hopefully, one's wife is a source of counsel and advice and good direction, so it's important to share things with one's wife in the right time, in the right frame of mind. But the Rambam writes that the husband's responsibility to keep the house cheerful. But that's a v'chein sibu chachamim. That's one of the obligations. The person has to keep that in mind. That's his obligation. B'dichos v'kalos yoysem mikoved roish. There is a very important radak in this week's parsha, which the Ramban quotes, a yesod. The Ramban asked the kasha, many mefarshim asked the kasha, that it says, Vayehav Rachel gam mileya. Right, that's part of a pasuk. That Yaakov loved Rachel together with Leah. The next pasuk is Vayara Hashem Kisnu Leah. Right, Shimon is named because Leah says that Shmuel saw that I'm hated. How do you put the pasukim together? It says that he loved them both. Right, but then the next pasuk is that Shmuel saw that the Leah was hated. See, look, the Ramban has a number of comments. One very, very sharp comment, very sharp, I would say. But then he quotes the Radak. The Radak says that if a woman does not feel loved, she feels sanua. Same thing you have at the end of in the Kiseitse. He has two wives. Ahachas ahuva, ahachas nua. Can't be ahachas ahuva and ahachas pachas ahuva. Doesn't work that way. When a woman gets married, when you have friends, so you can have close friends and less close friends. You can have friends that you spend a lot of time with, friends that less time with, friends you share certain things. When it comes to husband and wife, a wife expects that she is at the center of her husband's concerns. She is number one. If a wife feels she's not number one, it's not that she feels, all right, I'll still be number two. It's so bad to be number two, right? He's a busy man, so I'll be number two. No. If a wife's a number one, she's snua. That's pshat. That Yaakov loved them both. But if Kadosh Baruch Hu saw, giving us a Musar Askel, a woman who's also loved is not also loved. A wife is either loved or snua. So one has to appreciate that when one gets married, so the achrayasin of Ahavas Reim changed dramatically. If one appreciates that if one's wife is not central to one's life. So this is a very, very difficult thing to balance, certainly for B'nai Torah, where Talmud Torah is central to our lives. We hope we have a burning passion to continuously grow in learning and be have our minds involved in learning. So like many, many things, it's a stira, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us through the stira. We have a stira that learning is central to our lives, and our wives are central to our lives. We have to do both. And if we try to do both, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that everything will fall into place in the appropriate way. There's a very important discussion which the Stipler has in this famous letter about how B'nai Torah should approach the whole area of Chibur. And the Stipler points out that we should look at the Yabetz Leil Shabbos, where he describes ideas of Chibur. He describes the idea that it's very important for a woman to feel loved b'shas Chibur. That a woman who is not, with a husband does not engage his wife first, b'kira, b'v'chibur, k'v'tishuk, ad she'tis'ava l'chibur, until she is looking forward to Chibur. So that's an inappropriate way to engage in this area of Chibur. Stipler writes, the mitzvah of Ona is a mitzvah like every other mitzvah. Ona mitzvah saseh de reisa. It says, kachilas matzah. V'mevatla hareza avera gemura. And he writes that if a woman is not satisfied, not happy, v'shas Ona, if she feels that her husband is not, number one, is not enjoying Chibur, or she feels that the husband is only doing it just lamale tavose and so on. He says that is that's a chet gomor. He says very, very strong l'shoyne. He says very gazlan v'shoydin shegoizel mishne mashem achuyev lo. And part of that is a husband, is a wife being made to feel that the husband that loves her, the husband adores her, the husband is attracted to her, the husband enjoys having chibur. Misha osa kira v'chibuk l'shem shemayim u'mitzad rachmanos k'dei shlote k'uva v'aluva. A person who does kira v'chibuk only l'shem shemayim and mitzad rachmanos, she should not feel upset and aggravated. Ein zeh meviya klal l'rifyon b'yiras shemayim u'lin nefilu b'tava chalila. Adrabah meviya l'idei kedusha u'mekayim mitzvah d'raisa v'yalachta b'drochav. A husband that comes, he says, a husband that comes to Chibur and he wants to minimize his time in Chibur, chotef u'bol niyad b'loy kirov, without first engaging his wife with divrei cheshek, with divrei So he says, what has this husband accomplished? All he's accomplished is that his taivas were taken care of. right? Yitzri shaloi mufuyis ve'echleit. Panos shleima. Avalishtoi le'inenes klal min hogazois. Va'adrabi ke'eves umvuyeshes. Uvimistorim tivke. And inside she's crying. V'divosein echazeres. Tishari demois le'ninalu. So these are important ideas that v'shas chibor, that's part of oyavoi ishtoi kegufoi. So these are, again, these are just sharing with you ideas that over the years I've picked up as I went along, and I found them that they are very, very instructive for me, very helpful for me, and I hope that by sharing some of these ideas, so they will also help everybody in Mekayim the mitzvah of building a mokayim shashchina shruyaboy, and will give us not only give us great nachas and make life easier and more fulfilling for us, but to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu much nachas.